IIEX Amsterdam. I'm here with Mike, the COO of, hold on, wait for it. There we go. Neurons. Wow, that's actually a pretty heady.
It's pretty catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a good name.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Neurons Inc. was available. That's pretty good. So your business has been around about 6 years.
That is correct.
Yeah. And why don't you tell me, you've been there five. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Sure. So Neurons Inc. is what you would call a consumer neuroscience company, meaning that we work with insights of the consumer. And we do it with a very specific methodology of synchronizing EEG brain scanning and eye tracking, meaning that we can really adapt to various different touch points of the consumer, being everything from marketing and advertising testing to website and retail testing, and finally, of course, the final product and packaging. So that's what we're doing.
Got it. I did eye tracking back in, and this is aging me a little bit, but in 2000 for Disney and ESPN specifically. Mm-hmm. So early web stuff, right? It was a process and a tremendous amount of gear in order to set it up.
That's
right?
Correct.
Yeah, it was quite literally kind of like building Frankenstein. And I just was at your booth and was admiring the hardware. So, I mean, it's gotten lightweight.
It's gotten so much better. Like, honestly, both the science behind it, the hardware, the software, the precision, everything has just been improved so much over the last 10 years that we've gotten to a space where we can even test people in moving environments, meaning that people can actually walk in a store with an EEG and eye trackers on, and we can follow not only what they do, but also what they see and what they feel. So it really means that you can tap into the mind of your consumers, right? And really get some insights, because sometimes it's not because we believe consumers want to lie. We just believe it's hard sometimes to both remember what I just did, remember what I felt when I did it, and think about what I'm going to do soon. And therefore, having predictable tools and tools that can actually break things into second by second emotional and cognitive levels, we just think that's a whole new era of things that you need to look into.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, I'm a quantitative researcher by trade. What you say is oftentimes not really getting to the actual, purchase intent the ability for observed data to get connected to self-reported data is very powerful. Coupling that with, as you just said, being able to garner those insights in context of an experience. So you and I could be sitting here having a conversation, right? And I could, which is very common, scroll through my feed really quick and see an ad, right? And that has a different, that context of the ad consumption needs to be taken into consideration. And so, being able to passively garner my reaction to that ad is, I think, really powerful. Are you seeing, what kind of companies are using your services?
So we're mainly working with some of the larger companies in both Europe and the US, so Fortune 100s and people thereabout. But it's very much in various different spaces, right? Because the consumer journey is important for all of these companies, and some might only be a website experience, but still having that website being perfectly optimized for whatever need it is, very important. The same for their marketing strategy. They want to know their campaigns are actually working on Facebook or on a website and on TV for that sake, right? So it's really a broad part of clients that we have, but the biggest part is really in technology, in clients like Google, Facebook, and others, and then also in retail like IKEA, Tesco, and people like that. And finally, for product providers, that could be anything from Estee Lauder, Hershey's, and so forth. So it really means that all of these are some of our very well-established clients.
Do you have a favorite project?
We have been doing quite a few very interesting projects. We put our strategy a little bit around right now to make it more simple, protocolized, and straightforward for the client to understand how to use these kind of insights, because it can be very difficult when you talk brain scanning and eye tracking to understand where should I apply this. But prior to doing that, we've been doing a lot of really interesting research. And one of them was actually a published stuff that we'd done together with Facebook, where we tested people's responses to meeting the first time in virtual reality versus in real life. And here we've really found some strong evidence that introverts have a much more calm and interest emotionally in meeting with people while not seeing them in person for the first time. And it also made them really want to meet the person afterwards, meaning that virtual reality can bring a whole new experience to the world, right? And that was tested with brain scanning and the understanding of eye tracking.
That's very interesting stuff. And that's, I mean, it's funny, intuitively, I never put that together, but it's exactly correct, right? I mean, the opportunity to build that relationship, you know, meeting somebody cold in real life versus cold online is a completely different risk element to it, right? So yeah, that's fascinating project. Thanks for sharing that. What are the size of engagement? Like what does a project look like in terms of cost with you guys?
So it's interesting because we have put together the minimum sample size that you need for EEG and eye tracking is about 30 people, right? So you need about 30 completes within a sample or segment to be able to really replicate across the same sample, meaning that that could predict for a certain culture, certain region, or anything like that. But if you want to test different segments, you of course need to go larger. We have changed our approach a bit, meaning that you can now test advertising with brain scanning and eye tracking all the way down to around 5,000 euros for a single ad test, meaning that this is becoming really, really interesting, right? And if you want to kick it off ad hoc in some place in the world, it's still less than 15,000 euros. So there's really a huge change to what the cost is for doing this. Just half a year ago, our cost started at 25,000 euro, meaning that we've really optimized our processes to be able to accommodate what the clients really need today. They want quick answers and precise answers.
How long does a project usually take?
So it takes everything from 5 days now up till months, right? So it depends on the specifics of the certain project, but an ad test, if we do like a TV ad test, from kicking off the data collection until final report can be just around 5 days, meaning that things have really wrapped up a lot. Academically, we were looking at 6 months to do something like that, right?
Do you think there's an opportunity for you to be more of the technology provider to I'll call it a TNS, and then they would do the analytic piece of it?
So that's a good question. That is a good question. We do work together with both TNS and Ipsos. So we are doing stuff with both these companies and being their partners in certain ways where they need it. We could definitely see a way that we could provide knowledge, insight, benchmarks, and data-driven parts of that, both in terms of hardware, software, and also the knowledge. And then they add on the client knowledge to the interpretation of the actual test, right?
Awesome. So how is IAX working for you?
IAX, this is one of our forums. We really love this conference. It's really specific about what people are here for. They're here for the new thing. They're here to see how do we get insights from our customers. And it's just even better this year, bigger, better. So I'm looking forward to the rest of this one. And we're also in Austin, so we're looking forward to that one too.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'm really excited. Now, are you guys speaking at this one or Austin?
We're not speaking at any of them. Okay. In this year. We spoke last year, but hopefully next year.
Yeah, for sure. We got to make that happen. Mike, thanks so much for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you very much.